time. Oh, for armed robbery. Oh, 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it is Sunday, June something. Let me see here, June 1st. My, time flies by, doesn't it? We're in the summertime, and I guess we're approaching the longest day of the year. I believe it's the summer solstice, June 21st. So the long, warm days are finally upon us, and welcome to the program. We have a very busy program, folks. I sent out an email asking how many of you have received the summons to produce books and records to disprove you're in contempt of a corporate court or to disclose the location of your personal freeholdings or for any other number of reasons. And I also asked, how did you respond to such an offer? Think back. When you saw the envelope and the return address that it was from a court, did it ruin your day? Did it trigger butterflies and a quick trip to the restroom? More than likely it did. For most people it probably would. Or is it possible that you had the confidence and faith to be able to treat it like just another commercial offer? Because ideally that would be the way we would digest such an event. Well, as I promised, tonight we have a very ambitious broadcast. It's my intention to apply many of the commercial and tax remedies we've been discussing the last few weeks to real-world situations, beginning with the situation of receiving a summons and complaint or a petition in the mail or having it served upon you by some pushy process server. I'm hoping that we'll be able to discuss and integrate the ZYAOID. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That voice that you just heard was not me live. That was from a rebroadcast because we had some trouble establishing the connection to the booth tonight. But I'm glad to say I'm here, and welcome to the broadcast. We've only lost a couple of minutes. My apologies for that slight technical difficulty. So, welcome to Take No Prisoners. We have a very busy show. I know I've said that in the past, and usually it turns out to be quite true. But this is, ever find yourself in one of those situations where you just have so many things on your mind, so many things that need to be addressed at a meeting, and you don't really know where to begin? Well, that's sort of the situation tonight. We have so many topics to cover. And I think I'd like to start out with some coming attractions of what to expect in the program in the weeks to come. Next week, we may or may not have a live broadcast because we are at the final Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, which is being held in Albany, New York. I do not plan to be holding another, and I'll tell you why probably sometime later in the program. So we may come to you live from that broadcast if I have the energy, and if not, you won't hear from me live until the following Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that will begin a series of programs in which we will be talking about enforcement strategies. Just today I had a conversation with someone across the country who's facing the typical court summons following a dishonored administrative summons to present books and records from IRS. And when we come back after the break, I'd like to include you in that conversation and let you know some of the things that I think are important for us to learn before we entertain any of those hearings, administrative or otherwise. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. Again, my apologies for the technical difficulties. Right now, my Skype line shows that I am not connected to the network. And yet, somehow, by the magic of the Lord, you can hear my voice. So, go figure. Anyway, in the weeks to come, my friends, I'd like to shift our focus from the fundamentals that we've been discussing the last week or two to, excuse me, to enforcement procedures, beginning with the most basic of problems when someone is summoned into a United States corporate court. More often than not, it's a district court, to present books and records. Now, we spoke upon that a few weeks ago. I'm looking in my notes. I can't tell you the exact week, my apologies, but it was sometime within the last month or so. We spoke at length. Maybe it's in the archives where we have a little note about each program, but we spoke at length about how to handle a hearing. But I'd really like to expand that discussion because there are so many ways to handle yourself in a hearing like that, and every one of them having to do with asking questions and holding your position as a living man. I mean, it can be as simple as simply asking the prosecutor to bring forth any evidence that you're a resident of a federal district. It could be simply presenting oneself as biological property of the creator. It could be shifting proof of claim that you're not being enticed into slavery to the opponents. It could be shifting the attention to the successor surety. If you have returned the indictment or information or citation with payment and the successor surety has failed to apply it to the account, then why isn't the successor surety standing before that court and facing trial or facing any of the other challenges as guarantor, insurer, underwriter, surety for the legal fiction straw party defendant? And so we're going to review all of that in mega detail, and I believe that'll be a program that's of that should be of great interest, not just to beginners, but to advanced law merchants as well. We'll also be discussing and probably presenting in some detail our three-day offer of immunity, which is nothing at all like the three-day offers, the four of them that we had on the CD last year. This is a delivery mechanism for a message that it's only going to get worse unless the payment is posted. We use it to deliver the third round tax documents along with a new payment instrument in which we're upping the ante significantly for any misappropriation of funds. And I think we'll also spend some time discussing the notice of intent to seize an official's bond. This is an extremely powerful protocol which you might say was copied from the United States' own playbook. We stole it from their own foreclosure and repossession procedures, and it has some very potent language in it. And just like the three-day offer of immunity and any of the other enforcement procedures, its success hinges upon the state of mind and temperament of the user. And that's what we're going to be concentrating on the most. And that improvement in temperament and mindset and skill comes from the knowledge of who you are that we will hopefully be able to expand upon as we discuss how one would conduct oneself in a hearing, how one would not be a patsy or a victim, how one has nothing to fear from the other parties, especially when one has the confidence to look them in the eye and make sure that they understand who they are not. And believe me, the techniques for that may seem scary initially, but they can be very simple to implement, very simple to implement. For instance, if a judge is in the process of screaming, it can be as simple as simply saying, "Well, Your Honor, just for the record, my knees are knocking, and I'm standing here scared out of my socks because you're screaming at the top of your lungs. You're standing up on the bench. You're banging your gavel. You're threatening me, and obviously you're conducting yourself in a manner in which justice cannot be achieved in this courtroom. So I suggest you take a recess, and when we come back, if this is not an atmosphere supportive of justice, I'm going to recuse you from the bench." Now, when I say something like that, many of you are probably thinking, "Oh, my goodness, I couldn't say something like that. He'll kill me." Well, you see, if you know you can say something like that, not only won't he kill you, he will understand he's been trumped, and he better be careful as to how he treats you. Bullies respond to a bloody nose. They don't respond to retreat. They never have. They never will. And the courtroom is not the place to test that proven maxim of history. I think we'll also spend some time in the next few weeks discussing the global tax enforcement strategies, you might say version 2, because they are maturing all the time, and they come in many flavors, mild, medium, and watch out, my tongue's burning. So I suspect the next maybe 6 or 7 programs will be of great interest to you. Now, tonight, we have an expansive agenda to cover, including some basic but not trivial information that is almost forgotten by every user of BIC that I've ever encountered. I can ask all but the most experienced registered mentors or law merchants, well, the reason you're having trouble in deciding on a method of approach is that I don't think you understand the most basic concept of what BIC actually is. What is BIC? And the response will be a blank face. So we're going to put all of that to rest tonight. And if we get a chance, I'd also like to begin touching on the three-day offer of immunity. Some would say a three-day offer of impunity that I mentioned just a couple of moments ago. We'd also like to discuss our good friend Tom Cryer in context of a wonderful opportunity for learning that was handed to us, which was included in the email that I sent out earlier today. If time permits, that's lowest priority. And then there's a surprise topic which I would like to touch on right now in the remaining part of this segment. This is not a topic germane to any of our procedures in law, but it is germane to a number of people who have written me emails with this problem, and it's germane to any patriot who finds himself clenching at the bit and biting his nails and just possessed by fear as to how he will be addressing the particular challenges that he is facing. And this topic tonight concerns what was my specialty, my unusual specialty, when I was in practice, and it's the topic of headache. It's a topic that most neurologists have woeful deficiencies in their knowledge base about, because they're concerned with migraine headache, with vascular headache, as opposed to the most common form of headache, which is neuromuscular headache. You've heard it referred to as tension headache. In fact, the International Headache Society standards of diagnosis still list it as tension headache, and yet if you read those operative standards carefully, which I've done many times, they admit that they really don't know the cause. But my friends, I do. With 100% certainty in almost all cases of neuromuscular headache. So the question is, how do you know if that's what you're suffering? I've had hundreds and hundreds of parents of children I was treating over the years say to me, well, doc, I suffer from migraines, or Susie or Tommy was diagnosed with migraines. And my first question to them is, who told you you have a migraine? And the answer invariably is either no one or the doctor mentioned it. Did he do any testing? No. Did he ask any questions? No. I just told him I get severe headaches. Well, the fact of the matter is statistics show that migraine is less than 20% of headache, but actually it's probably no more than 1 to 2% of headache complaints. And I know that because the populations that I treated in the facial pain center were almost exclusively a demographic of patients who had suffered for years, many of them since childhood, this is when I was treating adults, who had achieved hundreds of medical visitations and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of medical bills without satisfaction, and eventually had been categorized by frustrated physicians as having quote-unquote atypical facial pain or hysterical pain or Munchausen syndrome, all of which means that I'm not smart enough to find the organic cause, so I'm going to blame it on the patient. And I categorically reject that grouping of diagnosis in almost all cases where it's extended, as I reject migraine. Migraine is a definitive form of headache, and it almost always appears unilaterally. Not always, but almost always appears on one side. And very often it's pinpoint, excruciating intensity, almost never lasts beyond 72 hours. Neuromuscular headache carries a completely different complexion. Now, I'm not going to waste a lot of time with this, but we will take the next segment, the next 5 minutes after the break, and review this so you'll know what you're suffering and what this actually has to do with patients who are clenching and biting their nails. Don't worry, folks. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The boogie train, it's a boogie thing. Oh, it's a boogie thing.
Welcome back, my friend. Well, I hope I'm not boring you. And I hope you're not sitting there saying, headache? Is this guy nuts? We didn't tune in to hear about headache, but let me ask you this. How many of you are married to a spouse whose life is partially incapacitated by headache? How many of you have a child or there's a child somewhere in the extended family or a neighbor who misses frequent days at school because their headaches are so severe they're vomiting, they're nauseous, they can't stand loud noise, they're unable to study, it's affected their schoolwork, they've been left back. There's a fair number of you out there who know people like that. And how many of you suffer headache yourself and know how terrible that can be? Well, let me just bring you up to speed real quickly, if I may. The first question I generally asked in taking a history of the patient was, where does it hurt? And if the patient raised both of their hands and touched their index fingers to both of their temples, I almost did not have to proceed any further. And I'm saying that as a man who used to take a three-hour history on every patient. We used to allow 3 hours in the office for complex cases. When they raise their hands to both temples, that's indicating that the pain is in the temples and it's bilateral. That is almost pathognomonic for what's known as episodic tension-type headache. At least That's a term that it's called in Section 2 of the International Headache Society's Classification of Headache Disorders Manual, which was published in a journal called Cephalalgia years ago and is periodically updated. If the headache is unilateral, there's a good chance it's migraine. However, migraine never goes beyond, it's always quite severe and never goes beyond 72 hours. The ironic part is that tension headache can be just as severe and debilitating as migraine. So having a severe headache is not definitive exclusively for migraine or cluster or any of the more exotic forms of headache. If the headache is located in both temples or the patient reports a band-like headache around the top of the head, around the cranium, or they say it hurts my whole head, or it begins on the back of the neck and ascends behind the ear to the top of the head, you can bet you're looking at tension headache. It can be quite severe and debilitating. And if they complain that it's on the back of the neck, it's usually, it is a headache, a secondary headache, but it's usually a disorder known as occipital neuralgia, where there is pressure on the greater occipital nerve that works its way to the surface, so to speak, on the muscle at the side of the neck that bulges when you turn your head. Excuse me. The sternocleidomastoid muscle. And so, over a process of taking histories for many years on children who are a very pure laboratory, we discovered that there is an organic cause for these headaches. It's visible, it's treatable, and with 100% certainty in a child, the day the organic sign is corrected is the day the headache disappears. The day you allow that organic sign to return is the day the pain returns. It's really, truly an amazing thing. And underlying cause was virtually undiscovered and did not have a name, so I coined a name for it. And for lack of a better phrase, we call it traumatic jaw displacement. And what it means is that if you lay a patient back on an examination table and stand behind them and look down the center of their head and have them close their mouth very slowly, at the very final point of closure, one of two things will happen. Either their lower jaw will shift ever so slightly to the right side or the left side. It could be less than a millimeter. Or the lower jaw will force its way backward to engage the upper teeth. Either one of those is almost conclusive for that patient being a candidate for headache. And many of those patients are very attractive people. The ones whose jaw shift backward have a certain skeletal profile in the way their facial bones are constructed that is detectable. These are very pretty people with square lower jaws and sort of flat profiles from the side. And many of them are Hollywood stars and starlets. Michelle Pfeiffer, Cher, Mel Gibson, the list is long, but they all look the same, at least to my eye. And many of them will have these two upper fang-like teeth that stick forward. That's part of this particular syndrome. This is a treatable phenomenon, especially in children and in adults, where the bones can be regrown to absolutely eliminate the shifting of the lower jaw. Now, why does the shifting of the lower jaw cause pain? Because when the lower jaw shifts to the right or the left, or backwards, it's pressurizing one of those two joints that operates it in front of the ears, something that most physicians know nothing about. Neurologists know nothing about. And when it pressurizes it, it's the same as wrenching a knee every time you were learning to ski and the instructor told you, don't push your edges out. It creates tremendous strain. The muscles react with spasm. Ergo, you have a headache. That simple. Folks, we'll be back in a minute to get back to the law with a capital L. And I hope that was helpful to some of you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Just one or two other thoughts. If you have a child that is suffering headache, well, first of all, headache in a child is always abnormal. I do not care if any physician tells you, well, so long as they don't get it more than once a month or any other nonsense like that. No child should ever experience headache. Once we grew to understand the cause, we understood that it is always a pathological situation. Now, if the child experiences what's called an aura, sort of a sense that the headache is coming on with a visual disturbance and has a profound headache that lasts maybe 1 or 2 days, that would probably be a migraine, and it's usually pinpoint where it attacks. If the child wakes up in the morning with a pinpoint headache above one eye at the junction of the forehead and the temple, my suggestion is that you starve that child of carbohydrates the next day or the day after, and then have him have a dish of chocolate ice cream just before going to bed. And if he wakes up with that headache and that test is successful twice in a row, he's suffering a sugar migraine and should never have carbohydrates without protein first again. I'm very familiar with that one. I suffer it myself. And but if the headache is frequent and prolonged, you get them all the time, or if the headache is present upon awakening commonly or in late afternoon, you can bet It's a so-called tension-type headache, neuromuscular headache from contraction of the muscles, because the clenching that triggers, that accentuates the shifting to the right, left, or backward occurs when we sleep and when we're studying or under tension at school or driving or other intensive kinds of concentration efforts. That's why those headaches are timed at that time. Anyway, if you have someone who's suffering something like that, feel free to drop me a line at restore.america@hotmail.com, and maybe we can figure out who to refer you to. Most neurologists are useless with neuromuscular headache. They do not know how to treat it. All they can do is medicate the child into near comatose state, and it's the best that they have. They don't know, but it certainly isn't healthy for the child. The cause can be eliminated. There are some physicians who know how to treat it. There are some dentists, some orthodontists, and some others who know how to regrow bones effectively. There are different ways to do it. But it has to be someone who is aware that the headache is actually caused by a detectable underlying condition. We had such confidence in this diagnosis that I literally sold a very sophisticated piece of x-ray equipment. There were only 50 in the country. I had one of them. There was only another one in New York State that was able to take certain kinds of slice section x-rays of the facial bones long before office CT scans and MRIs were available. So I shifted strictly to a visual diagnosis. That's how much confidence I have in being able to diagnose that condition, and why I decided it would be appropriate to discuss it tonight after I've had so many emails over the last 6 months, people inquiring about pain situations. Anyway, I sent out an email, I think it was this morning or this afternoon perhaps, in which we covered a few pointers, and I'd like to discuss them now for the purpose of bringing us all up to speed so we can make the intelligent choices as to what to do if we are facing a hearing or other challenge. First of all, for those of you who don't know what the term BIC means, it literally means beneficiaries in common, and we apply it specifically to describe a specific method of paying offers from the state using set-off, meaning the prepaid account we've discussed would be, or our labor, which is what that prepaid account consists of, would be the source of the funds to offset the charge that is coming to us for which we've already paid. And by the way, that's what the term accepted for value means, that there's a prepaid account against which set-off should be made. We usually use a promissory note where the recipient and the beneficiary of the payment could be a clerk, a judge, a police officer, prosecutor, an attorney, whatever, is joined to the Secretary of the Treasury, who was also named as a co-beneficiary of those funds. And the set-off is performed dollar for dollar against the prepaid account. Now, we find that BIC can be especially useful in court cases, and that's what attracted me to it, because all courts of the United States, all of their corporate de facto courts, are required by their own statutes to transfer the funds in a pending or an adjudicated case to Treasury. And that's within their statutes known as Title 28, United States Code 2041. And those who do not know how to look up United States Code, just enter United States Code in Google and click the Cornell Law site, which is usually the first link, and then enter the title and enter the section number. Now, why do I believe that I can write a promissory note anytime I want to anyone I want? I'll tell you why. Because I'm a living man. And who on this planet, who anywhere in the universe other than the Lord can say to me, I do not have a right to promise to pay my liabilities or anyone else's liabilities for that matter? The notes that we use and have used for the last maybe year or so, BIC 2.0 instruments, are very specific in that they are backed by the issuer's full faith and credit. Remember that. So if someone from a government agency comes to you and says, well, I'm going to deem this to be fraudulent, one of the things that one might say is, oh, really? Did you read it? Well, why don't we read it for a moment? Read the first paragraph out loud, and you'll see that it says this instrument is backed by or the maker pledges his full faith and credit to pay the amount that's listed on the instrument. Who under Yahweh can forbid you from doing that? And for all of those statute addicts who take an instrument like that and say, oh, it doesn't have this word, unconditional promise to pay. Actually, it does. But let's say it didn't. Let's say you took a napkin and wrote one sentence. I, Samuel Thomas Kennedy, hereby promise to pay such and such amount of money to John Bartholomew Jones. Would you need any more than that other than the signature and the date of that promise than what's on the instrument? And the answer is no. Now, you can add more. You can say it can be payable at a certain place, and we choose the payable place to be the Department of Treasury where they do the set-off. It can be payable on a certain date. It can have interest attached to it. And I do all of that without caring if someone wants to construe it as a fraudulent instrument or a fraudulent security. It's my instrument. I'm not writing it to conform with statutes, although it does a very good job of fulfilling whatever the UCC requires. But if we become addicted to the UCC, then we also become addicted to Satan, because UCC has no more relevance to our lives as living men than does Satan, the Pope, the Queen of England, or, as I put in the email, the Bangladesh Supreme Court. Now, those promissory notes that I use personally are entitled secured promissory notes. They used to be titled bonded promissory notes. They can be titled, which, by the way, was not my idea. Winston's the one who mentioned that phraseology to me, and someone mentioned it to him. They could be titled collateralized promissory note. But the fact of the matter is, the promissory note is fully collateralized. How? By a bond that we sent in under registered mail to the Department of Treasury. That's how. Is the bond necessary? No! Because the bond is also backed by, guess what? The full faith and credit of the maker. And that bond refers back, is backed by, collateralized, secured by another bond, an indemnity bond. And that is fully collateralized by what? Me, the living man, the full faith and credit, and usually two co-sureties. And the co-sureties are there for obvious reasons, to give weight to the instrument, and also in the event that something untoward should happen to the maker of the instrument. Then who's going to back it if suddenly you should die? Now let me make this point. None of these instruments ever draw upon a treasury account, and I've been saying for years, privately, for years before I was a public figure, and publicly, that we never attempt to draw upon a treasury account or any other presumed account. That is trouble waiting to happen. We draw upon our full faith and credit. I hope that is clear so you can look. Someone from the FBI or a well-intentioned person from Secret Service or the controller of the currency in the face and say, this instrument is backed by my good intentions and my labor, my full faith and credit, just like your instruments are backed by the full faith and credit of the people of the United States, or your apostille or your state certification says, please give this document or please give the clerk's seal full faith and credit. Or when David Clarence issues a judgment from the District Court Federal Circuit, clerk, please give this judgment full faith and credit. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, even this week I had discussions with someone who said to me, actually two people who said they made presentment of an instrument not under notary seal. Now, how do I prove the dishonor? Exactly. We always present our payment instruments under notary seal as part of a comprehensive stage one process. By comprehensive, I don't mean the comprehensive administrative remedy, but I mean it is comprehensive in that it includes payment and a way to processing instructions and a way to certify when there is a failure to perform on the payment. What do I mean by failure to perform? A failure to post the payment to the correct account. And if a public official, if you were to pay by a personal check or a money order or certified funds from a fiction bank, and they failed to post it, what would you say to that party? Who stole my money? Why did you misappropriate the funds? And that's exactly what I would say to an FBI agent. Well, I see, now that we've established that the instrument is not fraudulent, or that certainly you would be sticking your neck out if you issued an affidavit saying, based upon information and belief, this is a fraudulent instrument, when I've just recorded a conversation where you have admitted you do not have a notice of dishonor from the secretary, you do not have a certificate of protest from the secretary, the instrument doesn't even have marks of cancellation, so that you've admitted you haven't even processed the instrument, and you're here holding the funds. Before you do that, since I do not want to see you make that mistake or get yourself in trouble, why on earth are you participating in a misappropriation of public funds that are supposed to be for the benefit of the Secretary of the Treasury? You need to go back and put that instrument back in the correct account. In fact, I now have your badge number, and I'm going to issue appropriate papers to that effect, and I'm going to assess that charge against your bond. Now, friends, there's a statement you've never heard me say on the air, but that's exactly what we do, and that's part of the 3-day offer of immunity and the notice of seizure that we'll be reviewing. For instance, if we contact a congressman and we say, where's my refund, and he ignores us, and then we send him a follow-up letter saying, Congressman, now you must act because I've included a secured promissory note backing up this demand, and I have indemnified you to the tune of $300 million. So as of today, I have assessed your bond an equivalent amount to that refund. So I want to see that refund in the mail, or I will send a collector to seize it from your bond. I will send a collector to levy your bond. That's what we mean, levy the bond, when we talk about assessing the bond and when we attach a promissory note to the action, or any other payment instrument for that matter. Not that I'm recommending other instruments. Let's look at that point. Why do we use promissory notes? Because most people would not be able to defend bills of exchange. A promissory note is a two-party instrument. I promise to pay you. Simple. Now, in the case of our promissory notes, we do name a beneficiary, but if that beneficiary is a co-beneficiary along with the Secretary of the Treasury. We are not ordering a bank to pay anything. We are simply saying adjust the account out of our own instrument. But a bill of exchange is a three-party instrument. I, Party A, order you, Party B, to pay Party C. And that's fine, except the ill-advised people who were ordering Treasury to pay it from a presumed Treasury account, or those who used closed account checks. I was never high on closed account checks. I have never once suggested a closed account check would be the way to settle an account. The idea of using their number, or even a routing number from a Federal Reserve Bank, as was popular for a few weeks, which will work, but it's certainly not recommended, is not suggested when we have the availability of a two-party promissory note, a safe instrument. I have yet to see anyone arrested for the use of a promissory note. Now, maybe other documents with it, mistakes that were made, and how can we possibly cast judgment or even evaluate someone else's case? How can we look at an email that comes in from a complete stranger saying, hey, Joe Blow was arrested for using a, what was that instrument that was mentioned in an email a few weeks ago? You folks know what I'm talking about, that John Stewart, well, I forget, but it was a little more exotic instrument. And how can we begin to cast aspersions or marshal our fear and anxiety when we don't even know the procedures, we don't know what the case was about, we don't know if it was for a traffic citation or murder, it happened to be in a murder case, we know nothing. But we conclude it's a failure. We don't even know the guy's skill who used it. We know he's pretty good with a pistol, but we have no idea how good he is with a promissory note or the instrument that he was tendering. No one should use anything, any sort of payment instrument other than a Federal Reserve note or a personal check. No one should even consider using any negotiable instrument other than those two, unless they fully understand what they are doing, so that they can discourse with an FBI agent without anxiety and say, hey, now that we've established that you should not be putting your good name and reputation on the line on an affidavit that claims this is bogus, how long will it take you to take this instrument back to the payee and make sure it is properly credited to the account? That's what I want to know. Folks, that music means we'll be back in a couple of minutes. We're rolling right along. We're going to keep expanding this conversation into all of these critical topics, and then we'll have a couple more subjects to cover as the program matures. Please, don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Felt like somebody been a-walking on it. I don't know how I got here. I don't remember nothing at all.
Folks, welcome back. Let me just put in a plug, if I may, for the show that follows this program. It's called Male Mentoring, with Henry Macau. I'm not sure that's the way Henry pronounces his last name. It's not the usual program you might expect. Henry's had some fascinating guests on. He's had some big name people, people who are important in banking, people who have been important in government from around the world. And he has a very interesting website with some very with some links that are not well known even to seasoned patriots that I think you might find fascinating. So perhaps you'll give him a listen if you're not too tired, after we've tired you out tonight. He follows us every Sunday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Anyway, before the break, I mentioned that we use notary process to serve the payment. And the reason we do that is because the notary process is really an administrative process, just like government agencies use. In fact, we learned it from government agencies or quasi-government agencies, that is designed to secure the recipient's agreement to certain stipulated facts. And those facts would be that the instrument is valid and of sufficient amount, that the claim has been fully paid to the satisfaction of the claimant, that the account has been reduced to a $0 ending balance or a balance which would be in favor of the maker of the instrument, that there are no facts in dispute and no controversy, and that they have waived all rights to raise a controversy. That alone could be enough to end any controversy that comes your way. That concept is known as an estoppel against further action. And also, the parties, by mutual agreement, have agreed that the case is settled res judicata and stare decisis, a couple of Latin words which basically means it's settled now and forever. If we don't use a notary process, we're in tough shape because we have no way of proving that the instrument was really tendered and dishonored. In other words, we have no way of proving that the recipient is now holding all liability that formerly was attributed to the defendant debtor or to the legal fiction straw party named on whatever offer came from whatever agency. During that notary process, the notary or our letter is asking for a settlement statement, or as we're calling it these days, a cash receipt, which is every bit as good as cash, because a cash receipt is nothing more than notice that the account has been credited, and really notice that the proposed liability has been properly settled. In a way, it's evidence of their liability to us at this point. So, folks, we'll be back after a one-minute station identification, and we're going to continue covering more of the basic foundations of BIC, including the specific BIC processes that we use to make presentment, foreign advisories, letters of instruction, and sorted other documents that might accompany the presentment. Please don't go away. Join me for the second hour. We'll be right back.